This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Protesters once again took to the streets of Belarus on Sunday. It was the latest in nearly a month of demonstrations following disrupted elections that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Human rights groups have said at least 70 protesters were detained on Sunday. Lukashenko, in power since 1994, claimed victory in elections on August 9th. Opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was heavily rigged. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested, and widespread evidence of abuse and torture has been reported. At least four people were reported to have died during the demonstrations. Belarus' main opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has been in Lithuania since the election for what she says is her own safety. In an interview with VOA, Tsikhanouskaya said she's working to organize new elections, despite Lukashenko's refusal to do so. Our plan is absolutely clear, she said. It's organization of new elections, fair and transparent. Japan has ordered 1.8 million people to evacuate as a powerful typhoon bashes the southern part of the country on Sunday. Typhoon Haishen brought strong winds and rain to remote southern islands of Japan Sunday and appeared to be weakening slightly as it approached the island of Kyushu. But authorities still warned the storm could bring record levels of rainfall and result in landslides. Tens of thousands of homes have already lost power. The typhoon could move onward to the Korean Peninsula, Japan's meteorological agency said on Sunday. That news comes as North Korea still grapples with the effects of Typhoon Misak last week. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. At least 90 people were arrested in Hong Kong on Sunday during protests against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, announced in late July that the city's election would be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The move was seen as widely as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was widely expected to do well in the election. Germany's foreign minister has warned of possible sanctions on Russia if the Kremlin does not provide information about the suspected poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Heiko Maas told a German newspaper that there were several indications Moscow was behind the attack. He said if Russia does not provide information, Germany will be compelled to discuss a response with its allies. Germany is the current head of the European Union. Earlier this week, the German government said Navalny had been poisoned with the military-grade nerve agent Novichok. British authorities say Novichok was the poison agent used against a Britain-based Russian double agent and his daughter in 2018. Navalny, a well-known critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and a corruption investigator, fell ill while flying to Moscow from Siberia, prompting an emergency landing in Omsk, Siberia. He was later transported to Berlin for treatment. The Kremlin has rejected accusations it was behind Navalny's sudden illness. India's health ministry reported Sunday it had recorded 90,632 new COVID-19 infections in the previous 24-hour period. That sets a world record for a one-day tally of new cases. India has more than 4.1 million COVID cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's the third highest total worldwide. Only Brazil and the United States have more cases. The United States has counted 6.2 million cases, and it has the highest caseload in the world. The latest model by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says more than 410,000 Americans could die from COVID-19 by January 1st. The current U.S. death toll is currently over 188,500. If the model released on Friday is correct, that would mean an estimated 222,000 more deaths over the next 3.5 months. Use of face masks is pivotal in the total that could arise. The researchers say use of face masks, if it became nearly universal, the predicted total could be reduced by half. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.